This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, don't lean on your mother. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When it comes to Mother's Day, you know you're having a bad day when your mother decides to sue you. But don't worry, when it comes to courting mothers, hope springs maternal. It all began when a mother decided to help her son make a down payment on a home. She sent him $70,000, which she claimed from the get-go was a loan. But when Mom tried to get the money back from her son, he claimed it was a gift, and he had a letter to prove it. It seems when the home was purchased, mother and son executed a letter stating the son was under no obligation to repay the money. The mother said she signed the letter only to satisfy a technical requirement of the mortgage company, which apparently was worried that a $70,000 loan on top of the mortgage would be too much debt for the son to carry. The mother also claimed she and her son had a clear verbal understanding that when the house was sold, he'd repay the money. Well, the court held for the son on the grounds that written agreements extinguish all prior oral negotiations. So, as a matter of general interest, the principle of this case is if your mother gives you money, she may never leave you alone. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.